some peace of mind.
Idle Race, and that was On With The Show. And in case you're wondering what's happened to Captain Beefheart, you see, he does these two incredibly long numbers which you've got in the next 45 minutes, so you've only heard one from him so far. However, here's a man who used to be part of the Magic Band and has an LP coming out in the not-too-distant future himself. His name's Taj Mahal. This is a single which is going to be released next week, and it's called Everybody's Got To Change Sometime. People are telling me that all the time.
Look here, baby. It's a change in the ocean, change in the deep blue sea. Well, it's a change in my baby, but they ain't never known. Change in me, everybody. They ought to change sometime. 'Cause you know, sooner or later, mama, you gonna end up in that lonesome crowd. Change my shirts, you know, and I change my money. Change my women just to keep them acting funny. Yeah, everybody, they ought to change sometime. 'Cause you know, sooner or later, you're gonna end up in a lonesome crowd. Change my numbers on my door, so my baby can't find out where I live no more. Everybody, they ought to change sometime. 'Cause you know, sooner or later they're gonna end up in a begging ground.
Mahal, and that's called Everybody's Got To Change Sometimes, and the touch of a beef heart's about that, as a matter of fact. And we got a lot of nice letters this week, more than usual, mainly concerned with some remarks I made about the Robert Kennedy thing on Nitride on Thursday morning. And incidentally, I hope you heard what David Simons had to say about that too, because he's, you know, he said some very nice things. He does a very nice program actually, which I've been listening to this week. And anyway, thank you for those, and thank you also for sending in tortoise names, which I haven't been able to get together yet, you see, because Bernie found this tortoise, Bernie the producer, remember? And he found this tortoise anyway in his garden, and we were trying to think of a name for it, and the best one we've come up with so far is Teapot. We haven't had all that many. I'm not going to tell you we get 10,000 postcards, because we didn't, we had about 15, you know, they are own up time on Top Gear. Anyway, here's one of the nicest numbers that a collection do, and that's saying an awful lot. This one's called Confusion.
Come and go.
Lawrence were singing about Fulham, of course. The Collection, and that was called Confusion, and that... from Spooky Tooth, and that's called Love Really Changed Me, isn't it? Yes, it is, certainly. As promised, here, Captain Beefheart and his magic band, and this is a number called Candy Corn, and it's one of my favourite things, and it's on their forthcoming LP. That's assuming that it is forthcoming.
Thank you.
Hearts and Beatheart and his undoubtedly magic band, and a song called Candy Corn. I have one more from them called Trust in Us, which is about 8 minutes long and comes up later. I realise the idea of a DJ under 40 who sings in tune is a fairly revolutionary concept, but there is one, and it's Kenny Everett. He's already done the pop star thing of disavowing this record and says he doesn't want to know anything about it. Dun, dun, talking to Mick Jagger this week, his Cocker and Grease band, and it's called I Shall Be Released.
Come shining. man who swears he's not to blame. Holding long, I hear her shout and laugh, crying out that he was free.
Cocker and the Grease Band, and apparently Joe Cocker is from Sheffield, or could be, and they've got some great comedians up there, cause, and I asked him if he knew the way to the gents, you see, and he said, he looked at me and he said, don't you mean the ladies? I can't do a Yorkshire accent. Here are a group called Spirit, and apparently the Cream like them, and they ought to, because they sound like them. I mean, the Spirit sound like the Cream, said he quickly. This is called Uncle Jack. Oh, I get into trouble sometimes. Spirit, you see, and we played that a long time ago, and it was just an LP track, but now it's been released as a single. It's called Uncle Jack, and there's also an LP by Spirit coming out in the not-too-distant future. Here's the last number from the Idle Race, Roy Harper and Stephen Grossman and David Bowie, which was last Monday, you see, and it's also for Angelica, who sent me the most beautiful necklace that I've ever seen, which I'm wearing at the moment. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
The skin beneath liquid deodorant.
Sheba from Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, sing this song, y'all. Oh, singing it for my baby.
Basically, what they were after was just have some kind of say in what was happening with them at the university and the way they were being educated. It sounded fair enough to me, I don't know. Anyway, here's a record for them, because they're all very tired, and this might cheer them up a little bit. Tim Rose and Hello Sunshine.
All you want is me. All become just a blend, yeah.
Crazy World of Arthur Brown, and that was Rest Cure, which is on the Little Arabella.
And riddles, talks in rhymes. She reads the stars and looks for signs. She is a problem of the times. I'm rather glad she isn't mine.
Long after everyone knows it's dead. never believe I had.
Arabella, out of her head.
Arabella, Arabella, out of her
head. You'll never believe this, baby. You really want to see this. You'll never believe this. It's so
too much. You have got to see this bird, Arabella.
Hang up.
Do you have a phone number, I wonder? Those are the nice. This is for Mike and Judy, who just got back from America and bought me some records, you see, which is the reason I'm playing it for them. It's called You Done Lost Your Good Thing Now, Baby.